Thank the Lord that we can look in the word of the Lord today. We have a topic we want to declare to you. Amen. To let you know what the word is teaching us. And it reminds us. Praise God. And this word today is, I'm kind of getting my mind on the ministers and the pastors and the leaders of this world. Amen. And we need to, as I got here, wake up, watchmen. Wake up, watchmen. Amen. I feel that some of us is sleeping on the job. Jesus. Come on, somebody. Amen. When you look around at the crisis, when you look around at the world, when you look around in folks' homes, and when you look around, amen, in the churches, there are quite a bit of disturbance. Amen. Quite a bit of things that need to be addressed. Amen. And seem like we'll just passing by. We just let it go. But I'm here to tell the watchmen, amen, wake up. Amen. God wants you to declare. God wants you to speak out. God wants you to, amen, let folks know, amen, what is required of thee. Amen. Praise God. Do you see there's trouble in the land? Amen. Everywhere you look, everywhere you hear today, we just hear a lot of despair. We hear a lot of grief. We hear a lot of problems that erupt, and praise God. And it's our job as preachers. The Bible said, how can you preach? Huh? Unless it said, how can you hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he want be sent? Come on, somebody. Amen. So it's time to declare. It's time to not just go back in our nests and go back and just, amen, don't want to have no sighs. Amen. But it's time to go on God's side. Amen. How many know there's a right way and there's a wrong way? Amen. And it's our job to declare and speak out and let folks know, amen, what's right and what's wrong. Amen. Amen. And this word of the Lord, praise God, it got every answer. Amen. It would answer every question. One thing we need to do is pull it out. Amen. Too many people is letting dust collect on it. Amen. Too many people is not reading the word. And the Bible teaches us to study the word and show thyself reproved. A workman needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Praise God. We need preachers. We need sanctified ministers. We need folks that will speak out and let folks know, amen, what's going on. Amen. Praise God. Let's alarm the camp. It's time to alarm the camp. Amen. Declare the greatness of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Let folks know, amen, what needs to be happening. Amen. Amen. We need to wake up. That's all I'm going to say. We need to wake up, pastors. We need to wake up, preachers. We need to wake up, ministers. We need to wake up and declare the word of the Lord. Amen. Don't be afraid. There's too many scaredy cats. There's too many people that's, amen, got the spirit of fear. And the Bible teaches us he didn't give us the spirit of fear. Amen. He gave us the spirit of what?
Power.
Power. Love and of a sound mind. Praise God. Amen. Ah, this macaroni backs. These macaroni backs ain't gonna work. Amen. We need to spray some starch in those backs. And where we can stand up straight and tall and declare God's word. Amen. The word works. The word will fix things. Amen. You got problems in your home? Let's see what the words say. You got problems, amen, on your job? Amen. Let's declare the good news. Amen. Huh? Praise God. Is there a problem in the White House? Amen. You get the word of the Lord up there. The Lord will work things out. Praise God. And he going to do it. Amen. He going to do it. Praise God. Amen. He knows when to come in. He knows when to work a mighty work. Praise God. And we're gonna prove this through the word. It ain't nothing Brother Lennon is saying here. Amen. Amen. It ain't nothing the pastor's saying. It's what the word say. And we're gonna prove it through scriptures today. Amen. Amen. So what I want to do, I advise you to wake up out of your slumber. Amen. Wake up out of your sleep. Praise God. Amen. I know we live in a time where, amen, folks do and go and whatever they want to do. We living in a loose world. Amen. And people just out of control. Amen. Just out of control. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, you need to get in control. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We got a race to run, and we're running by faith. Praise God. We ain't gonna let nothing stop us. We ain't gonna let nothing discourage us. We ain't gonna be sad. I want to tell everybody, be happy. Amen. Be happy. Don't be down and out. That's what I want to tell you as a preacher of God. Amen. Yes, yes. I know you kind of confused, but that's what the word is, to help us to get in line and where we won't be confused. Because if we read the word, this is prophecy. This is times of the end. This is end time. Praise God. Amen. Some people are so afraid they don't want to go anywhere. They just want to lock up in the home. But amen. But I'm here to tell you, go where you want to go. When you got God on your side, God will protect us. Praise God. Amen. Amen. I look like folks is taking funding from us, and amen, the folks is worried about they ain't gonna have health care, they ain't gonna have food to eat, the amen, all the special things, amen, and funding that the folks is cutting out. Everybody's just afraid. But I want to tell you, don't be afraid. I do believe God said he will take care of his church. He will take care of his people. Amen. If anybody eat, we shall eat. Come on, somebody. Hey, amen. I'm not afraid that my car going to be repossessed. I'm not afraid that my home will go in foreclosure. I'm not afraid that somebody going to come and take my family. Amen. Because God is in control. Come on here. Praise God. I said the Lord is good in here. Folks need an answer. And we that are in the ministry, we need to let folks know, amen, everything going to be all right. Be that watchman on the wall. Amen. Declare that greatness. Let folks know what's going on. Amen. How many in here know Jesus Christ is the answer? Huh? I said, how many know that Jesus Christ is the answer? But right now, he wants you to wake up out of your slumber. He wants you to wake up out of your sleep. Amen. Folks will say, I ain't sleep. But you're spiritually asleep with your eyes open and you're breathing in and out. Amen. Do you know you can be asleep just looking around at everything? Yes. Come on, somebody. Amen. Can't see. Amen. Now, let me read here. Let's turn our Bibles to Ephesians. Let's see what the words say now. Ephesians 5:14. The Bible says, wherefore, he said, the Lord is saying, awake thou that sleepeth, huh? And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give the light. Come on. Some of us walk around here dead. Stinking spiritually speaking. Don't have no life. Don't have the word. Don't have what people is looking for. Amen. We got to speak the word of the Lord. The word of the Lord is life. The word of the Lord is inspiration. The word of the Lord is power. The Bible said it's powerful and quicker. Excuse me, and sharper than a two-edged sword. Come on, somebody. Thank you. And won't God do it? His job is to pierce and, amen, and cut and get us on the right track.
Amen.
Praise God. So let's arise. Let's be awakened. Thou that sleepeth. That's what's happened today. A lot of sleepy-headed folks. Amen. The word is not being declared like it should be. Amen. The word is not being preached like it need to be. That's what the Lord showed me. Amen. And I got to tell you like it is. Amen. Like one preacher said, the Lord got the gun on them. Amen. And you can't sit and just not and just disregard. The Lord is, he wants you, the preacher, to be instant in season.
Yes.
Huh?
That's right.
What did that scripture say? Be instant in season.
Yeah.
And out of season. Reprove and rebuke.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. We got to let folks know. Folks want you to be quiet. Folks just want you to sit and look. It ain't no time to sit and look and gaze at what's happening in this world. But sister just said, amen, over here in Isaiah 58, the Bible tells us to cry out, spare not. And we need to lift up our voice like a trumpet. Come on, somebody. Somebody give me that whole scripture. I want to read that. That's what we need to do. Praise God. We ain't crying out like we should. Amen. Come on now. Amen. We ain't got time to spare the good news. Hey, good news will set us free. Good news will make us a new creature in Christ. Good news will make us living, amen, entirety for God. Good news will let you know when you fall, you can get back up, praise God. Good news will let you know that weeping endureth for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Come on, somebody. Amen. I know what God can do. So we need to declare, praise God. That verse of scripture there in Isaiah 58:1 said what?
Cry aloud.
Spare not. And we need to what? Lift up our voice like a trumpet. Come on, somebody. A trumpet got a distinct sound. And you can hear that trumpet, amen, miles away. Hello in here. That's how we need to do with the word of the Lord. Amen. Lift up our voice like a trumpet. And what?
Show my people
their transgression. We don't.
In the house of Jacob.
Their sins. That's our job. And that's what I'm doing right now in the fear of the Lord. Praise God is crying out, crying aloud. And I'm not going to spare not. I'm going to lift up my voice like a trumpet. And I'm going to show the people the transgression of the sins. Ain't God good in here? We need to tell it to the north side. We need to tell it to the south side. We need to tell it to the east and the west. Everywhere you go, look 365 turn. Make a turn, praise God. Tell it over here where my brother is sitting. Praise God. Tell it over here, amen, where you're sitting. Let folks know that God can work it out. Let folks know that God can fix this thing. Yes, he will. Praise God. Now let's turn. Now I want y'all to read for me so we can get through here. Amen. Amen. I want someone to get me 1 Thessalonians. Amen. 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8. Who got that? 6-8. All right. Then someone else, praise God, get me Romans the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 14. Yes. Then someone else give me Isaiah, the 56th chapter, verses 10 through 12. And then someone get me Isaiah 62:6. But we're going to probably read 7 and 8 as well. Amen. My heart is burdened this morning in the fear of the Lord. And like I said, the Lord got the gun on me and I got the gun on you. Praise God. I got to tell it. I got to tell it. And I'm here to tell it. Because this what gonna bring some greatness. This what gonna help this nation. This what gonna bring healing. This what gonna bring deliverance. We got to stand on the word. Yes. Praise God. All right. Who got me 2 Thessalonians, praise God, 5, the 5th chapter, verses 6 through 8. Read that, please, slowly.
Therefore, let ye not sleep.
The Bible said, read it loudly now.
Therefore, let us not sleep.
Therefore, it is no time to take your rest. It is no time to go to sleep. Therefore, said what?
Let us not sleep.
As do others.
But let us watch.
Let us, come on somebody. Let us be alert. Let us watch.
And be sober.
And be sober.
For they that sleep in the night.
But they that sleep in the night. And they that be drunken is drunken in the night.
But let us who are of the day.
Come on, somebody. But they that's in the day.
But let us who are of the day.
But let us who are of the day. Talking to we us Christians, us preachers. Come on, somebody.
Be sober.
I want you to be sober. I want you to put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Faith and love.
And for a helmet.
The hope of salvation.
Of the hope of salvation. Thank God. It ain't no time to act like we done drink the can of beer. It ain't no time to act like we done drink the pint of wine. Drunkard. Drunken in the night. We need to be alert. We as children of God need to be a man watchful. Got that watchful eye. Let folks know when danger is coming. Let folks know that, amen, we getting ready to get in some nitty-gritty situation here. Watch. Don't go that way. Hey, don't act that way. Huh? Don't get depressed. Huh? God got us. Huh? Everything going to be all right. Hey, amen. We need leadership. Praise God. I know the Lord is a mighty good leader. But guess what? He left us here as pastors and preachers and leaders and, amen, God-fearing men and women. And we got to declare the good news. To mankind. Amen. Round about now, we need deliverance. Folks need to be saved and set free. Folks need to know there's a comforter. Folks need to know you don't have to pull your hair out. Folks need to know you don't have to be wearied in well doing. Praise God. How many know this is the good news? Amen. So let us declare it. Praise God. Let us tell it. Amen. Tell it. Amen. To mankind. Thank you. Is that all of that scripture? All right. Let's move on. We're traveling on here. Who got Romans, the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 14. Read that.
And that knowing the time.
All right. Yeah, man. The Bible said, knowing the times.
That now it is high time to awake out of sleep.
Come on, somebody. Do you hear that? If you got your highlight pens, you need to highlight that. It is high time. Amen. Time is at hand. It is high time
to awake out of sleep.
To be awakened out of sleep.
For now is our salvation.
The topic of this lesson this morning, alerting us and reminding us that we're sleeping on the job. We need to get up, wake up, and let's get to work. Praise God.
Amen.
Somebody say, I overslept because the alarm clock didn't ring. But I want to tell you this afternoon in the fear of the Lord, this is the alarm clock. The alarm clock is alarming right now. And I hope you is waking up while you got a chance. Because we're going to read that when we don't declare this greatness, when we don't preach this gospel, we're going to be held responsible as leaders. Praise God. I'm telling you right now in the fear of the Lord, I'm not going to be responsible for nobody's sin. Amen. This blood ain't going to be required on my hand because I'm going to preach the word. I will be instant in season and out of season. I will rebuke. I will do whatever God requires of me doing. Amen. It does not matter what side you may be on. Somebody say, well, I'm a Republican. I'm not going to speak because I don't want nobody to know I'm a Republican. Amen. So I'm going to just sit on the sideline. I'm a Democrat. And I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to let it be, let it be. But I want to tell you both, the Democrats and the Republicans, it's time to speak God's word. It's time to stand on the word. Praise God. Just not use the word just to lie over. Just putting your hand and swearing over God's word. And you know you're telling something that's untrue. Come on, somebody. This world is, amen, need to get back. Get back to God.
Yes.
American, we need to repent. Mm-hmm. Amen. We need to repent. We need to bow them old stiff knees down. Praise God. And let God come into our life. Amen. Look out, somebody. Sometimes we feel like we all of that. Sometimes we feel like we the king. Come on. It ain't but one king, and that's the king of Jesus Christ. Amen. He the one that rules. He the one that reigns. He the one that's above us all. And we got to listen, and we got to obey him. Praise God. I know you might haven't heard this kind of preaching, amen, in a long time, or maybe never hear it. But I'm going to preach from Genesis to Revelation. Amen. I'm going to let you know these times that we live in, this is why things are like it is. Because the Bible says we live in a crooked and perverse nation.
Yes.
Can you look around? Look how crooked it is.
Yes.
And it's perverse. Come on, somebody. It's time to help for this world just be destroyed. Amen. It's time to declare and troubleshoot the problem. Amen. My daddy was a master of mechanics. He knew how to work on cars. He was a very good mechanic. And folks brought their vehicle to him. And he diagnosed the problem. And he repaired it. Amen. When there's a problem, you take it to the shop. Is that right? Or do you keep just driving it till the wheels roll off? Come on, somebody. You just keep driving till the you have to pull side of the road and you got to go walk a little bit because my car just cranked, just bumped off. No, you pull it to the shop and you get it repaired. Same thing about the government and same thing about you and I today.
When we see we need a fixing, we go to the man. We go to God.
Hallelujah.
Acknowledge that you're wrong. You got the knowledge that you're wrong, and that's what's not happening today. Folks ain't acknowledge that they're wrong. You think you're always all right. It's always the other fellow. You're always pointing at somebody else. Two fingers pointing at somebody else, but three pointing back right back at you. Come on, somebody. Can we all say it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer? Lord, it ain't my brother. It ain't my sister. But it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Praise God. See, an alcoholic, in order to get some help and to stop alcoholism, you must acknowledge and admit that you have a problem. Amen. I'm not an alcoholic. I just drink about five times a day, but I'm good. Everything all right. Amen. But I'm here to tell you everything ain't all right. You need acknowledge five times a day you need help. Come on, somebody. So if you don't acknowledge that you need help, you will never get any help. I don't care who you are. You must acknowledge. And we need to acknowledge this morning that we need to wake up out of our slumber. We need to acknowledge this morning, ministers, preachers, leaders. We need to preach the word. I mean the pure word of God. No tainted, but the pure word of God. In order to preach the pure word of God, you must live the word of the Lord. For the Lord to give you this revelation and to reveal you the hidden part of the gospel. You must live right. Amen. You can't just lolly-dolly around here and then on Sunday morning trying to Google a message to preach. But you got to live this thing. Amen. Only thing I got to do is pray to God. Amen. And I don't use Google. I use prayer. Pray and seek God and say, Lord, what will you have me to speak on today? And the Lord will give me a thought. He'll give me a message. Fresh from the press. Amen. Sometimes people ask me, say, Pastor, I never see your sermon on the sign out front. You would never see my sermon on the sign. Because guess what? When I come here, I don't even know what I'm going to preach sometime. I may think I'm going to preach on this subject or this sermon, but somehow in some way the Lord will turn it around. Amen. I had to put this right here aside and preach what God had me to preach. See, because if I put a sermon on the sign that I'll preach next Sunday, right now I don't know. But if I did, I would be putting something up there that was untrue. But I got to keep. That's how you stay connected with God. You got to stay, be a prayer warrior. You got to seek the Lord, not just on Sunday or Saturday night, but you got to live for the Lord 7 days a week, huh?
Amen.
Amen. 24 hours a day, huh? 365. Come on, somebody. Amen. You ain't got time to be lolly-dolling over here and, amen, jumping around and doing a lot of stuff all through the week. And then on Saturday, man, I got to see what I can do. And then, amen, at 12 o'clock Saturday night, you up there trying to study and you looking at the word and the word looking back at you because you done, amen, you ain't doing nothing but snowing and blowing. Come on, somebody. We got to dig. We got to dig in the word. Let's wake up. See, when we're that way, we'll sleep. That's why I took my time to talk about that, because you sleep when you do such. Now read now, Sister Corvetta, please. What did it say?
Okay. It says, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Start at the beginning.
And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep.
Now it is high time to wake out of your sleep.
For now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Now your salvation is nearer than now than when you believe.
The night is far spent.
The night is far spent. The day is at hand.
Let us cast out the
works of sin and darkness.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Let us put on the armor of light.
Let us walk honestly.
Let us walk honestly.
As in the day.
As in the day.
Not in rioting and drunkenness.
Now we ain't got time to act up. Come on, somebody. In rioting. And what else?
In drunkenness.
Not in chambering. And wantonness.
Not in strife.
The Lord ain't in none of that. Not in strife and envying.
But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. But put thee on the Lord Jesus Christ.
And make not provision for the flesh.
And do what?
To fulfill the lust thereof.
Look at God. How many know church God's way works?
Yes.
I said God's way works. And it works every time. Praise God. Look at the Lord. Now who got Isaiah 56, 10 through 12? Read please.
His watchmen are blind.
Say it again. Oh no! His watchman is blind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness! That's saying something. Now, a watchman is supposed to be alert. A watchman is supposed to be able to see and handle things. The watchman is blind? So that lets you see there are some blind watchmen. You ain't seeing nothing. You're looking, but you ain't seeing. You're looking, and you ain't doing nothing about it. And the Lord ain't pleased with blind watchmen. Read again and read aloud.
His watchmen are blind. They are all ignorant. They are all dumb dogs.
Yes.
They
supposed to be a dog and they can't even bark. Hold on right here. You know what barking is? Barking. Speaking out. Tell folks about their greatness. God's greatness. Like I'm doing right now. You need to be able to bark. But so many people mouths closed. Dumb dogs. And won't declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. That is the only thing that's going to save America is the power of God. That's the only thing that's going to save America is Jesus Christ. That's the only thing that's going to save your home, my home, is Jesus Christ, or Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. Read on.
Okay.
Sleeping.
Lying down.
Love, oh man, you just love the slumber. You better get yourself up. Amen. Back in the day, I had some daughters that liked to sleep about 11 o'clock. Amen. Just slumbering, just snoring and sleeping. But I get in the room. I say, it's time to get up. And it's time to get up now. Amen. Ain't no time to slumber and sleep. Because some yards need to be cleaned out. The dishes need to be washed. The bathroom need to be cleaned. Come on, somebody. The floor need to be swept. There are things to do. It ain't no time, church. It ain't no time, people of God. It ain't no time, saints of God, to be just slipping and sliding. It's time to be up. In your Father's will. Work for the Lord. I love
I've been a boss for a long time. I ran my own business. And I love employees. Sometimes they run out of something to do. And they'll come to you. What else you need, Mr. Lennon? What else you need me to do? I'm finished with that job. What else? You know? You don't find too many people like that. Just eager and ready to work. Huh? I'm going to ask a question this morning. Are you ready to work? Are you ready to work for Jesus? That song we sing, we will work for Jesus. Hello. Sometimes we might need to close that book up. We might not even need to sing that song. I know that's a favorite song. You like the tune and the amen and hot sound. How many know you can sing a lie as well as tell one? What I'm trying to say in the fear of the Lord is time out for slumbering and sleeping. Read that again, Sister LaMichelle.
His watchmen are blind.
His watchmen are blind.
They are all ignorant.
They are all ignorant.
They are all dumb dogs.
They are all dumb dogs.
They cannot bark.
They cannot bark.
Sleeping.
Sleeping.
Lying down.
Lying down.
Loving to slumber.
Loving to slumber.
Yea, they are greedy dogs.
They are greedy dogs.
Which can never have enough.
Amen. Never have enough. You got folks like that in leadership. They always want. They want folks to give more. Folks, they like that filth of lucre. They like the money. Just give, but they not producing nothing. Amen. Come on, somebody. It ain't all about that. It is about to declare the good news. Read on.
And they are shepherds that cannot understand.
They are shepherds that cannot understand.
They all look to their own way.
They all look to their own way.
Everyone for his gain.
Everyone for his gain.
From his porter.
Come ye, say they.
I will fetch wine and we will fill ourselves with strong drink.
All right, that's good enough. The point is given. Praise God. So it's no time to slumber. It's no time to do nothing. Come on, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Make sure we go right to Isaiah there. That 62 chapter there. And I want you to read, amen, verse 6, 7, and 8. There's some more good reading down. If you get chance, there are ones that's listened to this message. If you could take time and just read that Isaiah, amen, that... praise God, the sixth chapter, excuse me, Isaiah, that 62 chapter. Read, amen, the verse 6 and read all the way down to the end. All right, now go ahead, my sister, praise God, amen. So let me just say this, just what you finished reading, amen, that let us see that the church is distressed by blind watchmen. Amen. They was blind. And so when you're blind, you're not doing God's will. So the church is distressed with that kind of going on. Amen.
Jesus.
All right. Now, Isaiah 62, 6, 7, and 8. What did that say?
I have set watchmen upon thy walls.
All right. The Lord is saying, I'm set watchmen on the wall. Go ahead.
Oh,
Jerusalem.
Which shall never hold their peace.
Which
day nor night.
Yes.
Ye that make mention of the Lord.
Yes.
Keep not silence.
Praise God.
And give him no rest.
Amen.
Till he establish.
Yes.
Until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth.
Come on.
The Lord hath sworn by his right hand.
Yes.
And by the arm of his strength.
Yes.
Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thine enemies, and the sons of the stranger shall not
drink thy wine for the which thou hast labored.
Amen. All that, the Lord, that's why he got watchmen on the wall, because the corn, amen, is not going to be given to the wicked. Praise God. Amen. We thank God here. The watchman, we're supposed to declare, we're supposed to let folks know, amen, that God is in control. Amen. He. This is Jerusalem, and he wants people to recognize this is the way you need to go. Amen. Amen. God loves, and he rejoices over Zion and Jerusalem. He support, amen, and he let them know that we are conquering, amen. But the Babylonians, amen, going to be ceased. Praise God. Anything that not of God and doing it opposite way of what the Lord intend for it to go, they will not prosper. But it's our job as preachers, amen, to declare, amen, what need to happen and what going to happen. If you don't follow God procedure, amen, things ain't going to work. You ain't going to have no corn. Things ain't going to work in your life. But it just something about, amen, a good watchman that will declare the good news. Now, I want to let you know what a good watchman does. A watchman duty. What is a watchman duty? Amen. Amen. A watchman duty was to what? Stand guard. Watch for any possible intruders or danger. They were to guard, amen, and protect the city of Jerusalem. Amen. Do we have any of those watchmen in here? Amen. You're supposed to protect the church. Amen. For intruders and folks that come in and try to destroy God's teaching and God's people. Praise God. Amen. A watchman. Amen. He's he won't make sure that his members, praise God, anything that's the werewolf trying to take over, that watchman's job is, hey, you better watch this person. You better watch this situation over here. Praise God. Spare not. Let folks know. Amen. Stay in the pavilion of God. Stay connected with God. Speak out when you see danger. Speak out when you see, amen, things that look unprotected. Praise God. I said, wake up, watchman. Amen. Do we have any watchmen in the house? Praise God. Praise God. Their job must, you must be alert also, and to keep vision. And be prepared for what is coming. Praise God. Watchmen. Hey. We need them. But you see, amen. We need role models. Folks yet, amen, looking for role models. And role models yet falling. Praise God. That's why the young people sometimes, amen, they have struggles. They don't see the way, because you got the old folks acting like the young and the young folks acting like the old. Come on, somebody. That's why you see the world in the perdition it in. Praise God. Because you don't see good role models. You don't see, amen, folks speaking the truth and standing on his word. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? I said, ain't God good in here? Come on, somebody. Let's give a hand clap for Jesus in this place. Amen. The Lord is reigning. The Lord is reigning. He's doing what he said he would do. Praise God. He's doing what he said he's going to do. But we need to do what we need to be doing. When you say you are saved, praise God. When you say you taste the greatness of the Lord, amen, then we're supposed to be up and doing with fire. Praise God. And excited. And you're not weary. You ain't worried and head hung down, but you looking to the Lord, because you know my God, amen, he's in control. Ain't God good? Amen. I tell you, he's good this morning. Praise God. Let's turn over here. Took a couple more. Amen. I'm going to give you a full course meal today. Y'all been getting snacks, but I'm going to give you a full course meal today. Amen. Come on, somebody. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. In this place. Someone get me Ezekiel. I'm going to tell you what the word say. This ain't my word. This is the word of the Lord. Ezekiel. Amen. Ezekiel. I think it's that third chapter. Amen. Watchmen, come on. I want to stir you up tonight, today. Amen. I think it's the third chapter, verses 17 through 19. Ezekiel. Amen. Somebody go ahead. If you got that, read that, please.
Son of man.
Say what?
Son of man.
Okay.
I have made thee a watchman into the house of Israel.
Yes.
Therefore, hear the word at my mouth.
Yes.
And give them warning from you. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die.
Yes.
And thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life.
Yes.
The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity.
Wow.
But his blood will I require at thy hand.
Look out now.
Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way,
yes,
he shall die in his iniquity.
Wow. Amen. Praise God. This is true stuff here. Amen. This is true stuff here. It says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. And I want to say today in the fear of the Lord, whatever church you pastor, whatever leadership you may be in, I want to say the Lord hath made you a watchman. It said, therefore, hear the word at my mouth. Now you got to listen to God. I know we're living in a time and an age now that folks don't want to listen to nobody. Some people don't want to listen to their parents. They don't want to listen to this teacher, the principal. They want to listen to the boss man and boss woman. Don't want to listen to God. Don't want to listen to nobody. But we got to listen. Amen. And we got to hear the word at my mouth. And you got to give them warning from me. Amen. God give preachers word of the Lord to give warning like I'm doing today. This is a warning. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou giveth him not warning, nor speak it to warn the wicked from their wicked ways, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, then that blood will be required at your hand. Can I paraphrase that? If you don't do what God tells you to do and warn his people, let them know that they're doing wrong. Amen. That's not favorable. People don't want to hear that. People want to stay in their comfort zone. They don't want to be disturbed. They'll call you mean. They'll call you ugly. They'll call you, oh, you just trying to run my business. No, I'm trying to get you to heaven. When God tell you to do something, you do what God tell you to do, watchman. See, because if you don't, there are going to be consequences on your behalf. It said, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou giveth him not warning from his wicked way. Now, I done told you that to tell the wicked, amen, that he shall surely die. But if you don't do that, amen, you're going to have to pay a price. It said to save his life, that same wicked man, he may die because you didn't warn him. He may die in his sins. That's what iniquity means, that he may die in his sins. But his blood will I require at thy hand. So you're going to be held responsible. His blood gonna be required at your hand. So I ain't gonna want nobody blood required on my hands. And that's why I'm gonna preach the word of God. That's why I'm gonna tell you what the Lord say. Amen. Praise God. If it offend you, amen. That between you and God, Praise God. And it's high time in these last days, in these end times, to declare his greatness and to declare what God is trying to tell us. Amen. And don't be no scared of cat. Then it said, yet if thou warn the wicked, now if you warn the wicked, and then he turn not from his wickedness, it ain't gonna be your fault, not from his wicked way, then he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen. Like I say sometime, you ain't gonna save them all. Amen. You ain't gonna save them all. As hard you can preach, and the more you can speak and tell people, there gonna always be somebody that ain't gonna listen. And they wanna still do it their way. And that's why the Bible said hell is enlarging itself daily. Because it ain't but only two places. There's no gray area. There's no middle ground. Either you in or out. There's only two locations. And that's hell and heaven. Sometimes you plan a vacation. And you got several locations you can plan. You can go to Las Vegas. You can go to Chicago. You can go to Jerusalem. You can go to Africa. You got a lot of locations to have a vacation. But when it come down to heaven and hell, it ain't but two locations. If you miss heaven, then you're going where? I'm going to say that again. I said if you miss heaven, you're going where?
Wow.
Amen. Praise God. So how many want to go to heaven? Raise your hand. Wow, man, you really... Your hands were first one up, Brother Curtis. How many want to go to hell? Amen. I ain't putting my hands up. And that's why I try to live right. And that's why you try to live right and righteous so we can go to heaven. Let's read our last scripture here, taken from Ezekiel 33. Six through 11. But if the watchman see the sword come, and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity. But his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. So church, we got to be careful. We can't be unfaithful ministers. We got to blow the trumpet and we got to let folks know. There's a choice, right or wrong, evil or good. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth, and warn them from me. Huh? When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to thy wicked man, shall die in his iniquity. But guess what? But his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity, O Lord. But thou had delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thy son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus he speaks, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, then how shall we then live? Say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked,
but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? So I want to say upon conclusion, God give us opportunity. He give us chance. He give us, he's a fair God. He just don't just snatch us away. He tell us how to live and how to perform. He give us warning to wake up. Wake up out of our slumber. So I'm here to tell you in the fear of the Lord. Let's get on the job. Let's wake up and get on the job. Amen. May God bless you. And may heaven smile upon you. I thank the Lord for his message today. And I truly hope that this stirred your mind up. Amen. Let's don't sleep, but let us be about our Father's business. God bless you. Amen.